This is Ron Moss Ministries. I wanted to really talk today on a subject that, somewhat, maybe it's a twofold. I was talking to someone last night who was telling me a story about a young man who was in his 20s in Virginia that committed suicide. I thought about that because I thought about the world that we live in, the access that we have to so many things. We have social media, we have, the job market is booming. Of course, I'm speaking before COVID-19. There's just so much going on that, I'm one of these old guys who always say, you young people, man, y'all should just take this world by storm. And then I hear that a young 20-something-year-old African American male is going through so much that he decides to end his life. And I guess I pondered because I wondered that, that we live in a world where that it can get so bad. It can get so bad that you're willing to give up the one thing that you can't come back from, and that's your life. I couldn't help but think about it, and I was youth pastor at a church for 9 years, and I can remember asking our young people, had any one of them, and I usually averaged about 60 to 80 young people, I remember asking them, had any of them ever thought about committing suicide? There was two reasons why I asked. One, I wanted to know if they knew what that meant. And the other was that how many people would actually raise their hand. And to my amazement, the majority of the students raised their hand. And it really kind of knocked me for a loop for a minute that a word that we don't really use that often, I want you to think about this, a word that we don't use that often in our vocabulary. How often do you get caught up in a sentence where the word suicide comes up? How in the course of a 7-day week do you hear the word suicide? But it's an unspoken word, but it has real consequences and real feelings behind it. Because we are in a society, we live in a world where it's easy to feel lonely. It's easy to feel lonely. It's easy to feel like, and maybe it's not easy. Maybe that's the wrong word. Sometimes you feel like you're all alone. Sometimes you feel like no one understands. Sometimes you feel like nobody really cares. And the one thing that we all want, whether we admit it or not, we want somebody to understand us. We want somebody to care about us. We want somebody ultimately to love us, period. And when you get to a place where you at a point in life where you feel like by now somebody on this planet should care, by now, somebody on this planet should understand me. By now, somebody should have figured me out by now. And you can't, and believe it or not, and again, what really scares me about this conversation is we're talking about young people as early as 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 on up years old who have contemplated on killing themselves. Because they had an argument with a student in school, a student bullied them. Mom and daddy is fighting all the time, and now they're beating on them. They're not getting the necessary nutrients or meals at home, and there's more activity outside of family that's going on that they have nowhere else to go, and the only option is out of this world. I want you to get this in your spirit today. that if a person, and let's be real here, particularly in the African American community, particularly in our community, it's at epidemic proportion. It has the suicidal rates have grown in our community. People are giving up. And usually you give up when you don't have anybody to give into or pour into. I know it's easy for us to say that, oh, they just need Jesus and they need to pray and, but we got to give them something before they can get there. And one of the things that we got to give them, we got to give them some love. And ultimately, people, we got to learn how to care about everybody. We got to learn how to care about the least of those and the best of those too. That you need to spend a little bit of time when you can look past yourself and recognize somebody else, even if it's just a hello. You don't have to flirt with somebody to say hello. You don't have to flirt with somebody to say, no, that's okay, no problem. There's always a right way and a wrong way to conduct yourself and still care. I thought about this. I remembered some years ago, and I identify with this because I can remember being in a low place and I wanted to give up. In 1997, when my twin brother died, I didn't care about living anymore. I didn't care. I didn't want to live. I was trying to figure out a way to check out. But the one thing that I was convinced I couldn't do, I couldn't kill myself. So I was trying to figure out then how else do I do this then? If I'm not going to inflict bodily harm on myself, how do I figure out this exit strategy? How can I make this exit strategy work for me? But I found myself in the grips of a spiritual relationship with God. And I remember in 1997, sometimes in the early part of the year, I'm laying on the floor watching TV, and the Holy Spirit came to me and said, "He was never yours anyway. Be thankful that I gave him to you for 35 years. Now you've got to go on and live your life because I got work for you to do." What's my first point to you who are thinking about giving up is that there's work for you to do. My brothers and my sisters, you've got work to do. You've got people, whether you even met them or not, there are people that are depending on you, whether you believe it or not, because all of us on this planet matter. All of us on this planet have a role to play on planet Earth. And so you have a reason to live. And particularly if you have family. You have a daughter, you have a son, you have a granddaughter, you have a grandson who are depending on you to be there. You'll be surprised just how much folk just want to see you. Sometimes they don't want nothing from you, they just want to see you. And just seeing you matters. We live in this world where everybody's in a hurry, everybody has something to do. I want you to think about this while we're going through this COVID-19 virus. I want you to think about how you can reach out to people better. Because ultimately, none of us never know what's really going on at the end of the day. That's the one thing that we're good at. And would you all agree with me on this? The one thing that we're good at being phony. We've mastered how to be fake on the outside. We mastered how to be unreal on the outside. And so our real emotions are only taking place on the inside. Every now and then it'll peep out. Because we'll cry, or we'll get emotional. But for most of us, we've gotten good at being fraudulent on the outside. But I'm talking to some folk who understand how important it is that we reach out to one another and how important it is that we start caring for one another. The second thing is, if you're contemplating leaving this earth, is understand that God loves you. And God created some people on this earth that love you too. And so you're never alone. I know, I've been there. I felt that way. I felt like nobody would understand. I felt like nobody would care. But you are really never alone. And I want you to, the third thing I want to say to you is, if you are contemplating or ever thought about it or know somebody who's thinking about it, help them to understand how much value they have in themselves. That they are valuable. See, we don't spend enough time lifting people up. Wouldn't it be great every now and then for somebody to tell you, hey, you're doing a great job. I like how you're doing that. Hey, keep up the good work. Believe it or not, those words matter. You know, there used to be a saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a lie from the pit of hell, because words do matter. There's a lot of words out here today. Maybe we need to start using some positive ones on each other. Because guess what? We're at a point now where the right words or the wrong words is a matter of life and death. There is power in the tongue. My hope and prayer, and it goes back to God's greatest commandment, love God with all your heart, with all your might, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And then it says, love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. And I'm going to flip it today and say, communicate with your neighbor as much as you communicate with everybody else. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.